Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like the minds of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, big business moves that could affect small businesses, even how to get started on your own. Today's stories, as Washington dithers over how or whether to extend tax breaks, it's another annual round of angst for small business owners, and overseas entrepreneurs take a page from Uber. Well, there are dozens of tax breaks caught in an annual Washington trap right now. This is the time of year companies rally to get Congress to act because planning for taxes is already enough of a headache, especially for small business owners who don't know what they'll be able to deduct, for example. You might recall that last December, President Obama signed a law extending the breaks only through the end of 2014, and lawmakers in both parties vowed they wouldn't wait so long again, but here we are. More from Wall Street Journal reporter Richard Rubin. Richard, are small businesses experiencing the biggest headaches?
Yeah, small business owners probably have the worst of it because they have to devote some time and attention to following this stuff that they probably really shouldn't have. So if you're a big business, you know, you've got accountants and lobbyists and whoever to keep track of it. And if you're an individual, there's not really much you can do about it anyway. So you kind of pay attention. You know, there's an individual provision about IRA charitable rollovers. You might watch that, but it's really the small businesses who get caught in the middle here.
Why does this seem to come up way too frequently?
Well, there's a cost. Budgetarily, there's a cost to extending all these breaks permanently. So even the ones that everyone agrees should be permanent, the research and development credit is the obvious one. If you actually made it permanent, it would score for congressional budgeting purposes at hundreds of billions of dollars, and that wouldn't look good to them. And then secondly, there's a series of breaks in there that either were created on a temporary basis to stimulate the economy, like bonus depreciation, or things that where there's disagreement between the parties, like the tax credit for wind energy. And so there's neither the sentiment and the votes to kill them in Congress, but there aren't also the votes to make them permanent.
Wow. We're speaking with Richard Rubin, Wall Street Journal reporter covering tax policy. His piece is called Expiring Tax Breaks Face Another Nail-Biter This Year. So might all of this get done or extended or some of it this time? Any way to predict?
I think it's probably a safe bet. Don't, you know, do your tax returns or your investments based on this. But I think it's a safe bet that pretty much all of this stuff will get extended at least retroactively through 2015. And where we are now is the question about whether any of these can be made permanent. There's some real desire on both the part of the Obama administration and Republicans in Congress to make some of them permanent. They each have their favorites.
Yeah.
And so you could imagine a kind of deal where each side gets some provisions made permanent.
Well, how about that guy you profiled too, that sausage-making company in Kentucky? He's got a huge calculation to make, right? Whether or not he can duck like as much as $500,000 in capital costs, or perhaps just $25,000.
Right, and he's that break is almost certainly likely to get extended, but he's got to keep looking at Congress and paying attention to whether it will happen. You know, letting small businesses write off up to $500,000 is widely supported in both parties. The president supports it. The Republicans support it. Everyone's fine with it. It's just about it gets caught up in all these other issues, and that's what is kind of frustrating him on his tax planning. It's, you know, that's a big line item on his tax return, and because a lot of that flows through to the individual return, it's not just his corporate return. It's not even a corporate return at all. It's his individual taxes are at stake here.
Thanks, Richard. Wall Street Journal reporter Richard Rubin. Coming up next, borrowing a page from Uber.
You don't have to be a retail giant or government agency to be the victim of a costly data breach. If you run a website and collect customer data, your small to mid-sized business is just as likely to be targeted by hackers. The Barracuda Web Application Firewall provides cost-effective instant security against automated and targeted attacks, making this WAF a must-have for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda Web App Firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/WAF.
The quickest, easiest way to get through the traffic in the Indonesian capital of Jakarta these days is on the back of a motorcycle taxi, or ojek, as it's called locally. And on-demand rides have taken a page from Uber. The arrival of cheap ojek services that can be booked through Indonesian smartphones is shaking up the way people commute and leaving car-hailing apps like Uber behind in the dust. The Wall Street Journal says the services offer fixed prices and pickups, meaning passengers no longer have to haggle to get a lift. They even provide passengers with paper face masks for dust and smog. A few even specialize in female drivers for women who don't want to tool around behind a male stranger. There are other perks as well. Most Ojek hailing apps offer rain gear for wet days and insurance coverage in case of accidents. Before it folded in August, a service called Bangjek offered a free internet connection for passengers who wanted to text or email on the go by tethering the user's phone to the driver's phone. By the way, a reminder, you can get more Small Business Reports on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. And we encourage you to leave feedback on whatever podcast platform you use, like iTunes or SoundCloud. Reviews can help us determine what works and what does not. Also, if you'd like to share thoughts or ideas about your small business, shoot me an email, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Again, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.